morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Wednesday Walk and Talk. It is, in fact, Thursday today, and it is also Thanksgiving. So I wanted to take today and talk about gratitude and thankfulness and how that can be used to help with your chronic pain. And even if you don't have chronic pain, how that really can help improve your mental and emotional well-being. Before we get into that aspect of things, I want to talk about, we'll talk about what gratitude is, first of all. I think that's important. And then talk about all that fun sciencey stuff. And then I want to give you guys some tips on how to actually start a gratitude practice, what it can feel like. And especially, there are some days I know that, especially on those super stressful days, you're in a bit of like anxiety, doom, gloom spiral. It's really hard to feel grateful about anything. So we'll talk about how to pull yourself out of that spiral and mind space and really be able to kind of switch gears a little bit. But first, I am making dumplings this morning. We are doing a little family get together later today. So I am in charge of the dumplings on Thanksgiving. So I love doing this because this reminds me of making dumplings when I was growing up. I cheat a little and I buy prepackaged wrappers because making your own wrappers is just like, it's a whole thing. You need like a team and it's just me. So we cheat a little bit, but I do make my own filling. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about first and foremost, what is gratitude? So gratitude, according to Merriam-Webster, the literal definition of gratitude is being appreciative of benefits received. Synonym is thankfulness. So when you are being appreciative of benefits received, that is gratitude. Now, I think the trick there is understanding what it means by benefits received. Sometimes there are so many things that we receive that we don't even pay attention to because we almost take it for granted. It's almost like we are entitled to those specific things, right? And sometimes when you've been in a bit of a hard place with a lot of stress and anxiety, again, that doom gloom spiral, it can be really, really challenging to keep your eyes open to those benefits received that you are currently getting or that you that are coming your way, really. So hopefully that clears up what gratitude and gratefulness is. But how does this affect your pain? There's actually been research done on this. A couple of fantastic articles by Murphy, by a person named Jan Specken, Carson. These articles were cited by an article in Psychology Today. It was really hard to find articles behind paywalls, so this was the best one I found that summarized a lot of these great research studies. So what are these articles looking at? Basically, these articles are looking at how is chronic pain affected if you have a regular gratitude practice. And basically, these articles have shown that if you have a regular gratitude practice, meaning if you do some sort of gratitude practice, you know, every day or something like that, and you let your mind and your body really feel that gratitude, it actually has a objective reduction in your pain. Participants in these studies actually said that their pain was a little better, which is crazy, right? Another really cool thing is they showed that the longer your gratitude practice, for instance, if you had a gratitude practice of like 5 or 10 minutes versus a gratitude practice of 25 to 30 minutes, those people with gratitude practices of 25 to 30 minutes had a longer reduction in pain. Again, kind of crazy, right? So what does that mean to you? I don't think that means that you need to spend hours and hours and hours of your day feeling grateful. I think what that means is, and this is really the true point of gratitude, is that just taking time out of your day to feel grateful. I think that's really important. So what does a gratitude practice look like, or what can it look like? Well, it can be a bunch of different things. You can make it as formal as you'd like. You can make it as informal as you'd like, whatever you'd like to do. It's your gratitude practice, right? You're not getting graded on this. For those perfectionists and straight A students, you know, previous, maybe current and previous straight A students out there, nobody is grading you on this. So you get to decide what it looks like for you. But here are some ideas. So first, what you can do is do a gratitude journal. So a gratitude journal is literally take a journal. I love journals. It's kind of like a thing of mine. Just take a blank journal or one that's been used that you would like to recycle and just start writing down three things that you're grateful for that day. That's it. It's easy, right? Now, the writing down piece is easy, but what I want you to do every time you write something down in your journal, take some time. Take like 30 seconds, a minute. That doesn't sound like a lot of time, but when you sit there for 30 seconds or a minute, it definitely feels like a lot of time. And just really let your gratefulness sink in and really let yourself sit in those feelings for a while. And it's interesting, when I feel gratitude and when I feel like a deep, deep sense of gratitude, I literally feel it like in my chest, like in the middle of my chest. It feels like a warm, I know, sounds like ridiculous, right? But it's a really feels like a warm, fuzzy feeling that just expands as I sit with that feeling. So figure out where that is for you. It's not going to be the same for everybody. Some people might feel it in their stomachs. Some people might feel it in like between their shoulder blades, actually between their backs, and just focus in on that feeling. We've done some body scans before, and if you've done that and if you know how to do that, this is a great time to do like a mini body scan when you do your gratitude practice. Just really let that feeling and that sensation sink in and really truly physically be grateful for whatever you just wrote down. Okay, so writing something down is fantastic. That's kind of like my favorite. Another really close favorite of mine is doing this with somebody. So doing your gratitude practice with close family or a close friend. And so what that might look like and what that might mean is, if you're doing it with family, maybe around the dinner table, or for me right now, it's right before we fall asleep at night, my husband and I will actually exchange three things that we're grateful for. And sometimes they're silly things, right? Sometimes they're like, I'm grateful that, I can't think of the last really silly thing that we came up with. I'll have to get back to you guys on that one. But it can be something as simple as, you know, I'm grateful for the roof over our head, especially when you can hear the wind just howling outside and you're warm and cozy in your bed. That feeling of gratefulness of having a shelter to be in, having a roof over your head, is a true feeling of gratefulness, right? Some people will say like, that's a silly gratitude. I have a roof over my head. That's like a cop-out gratitude. And it really isn't. Again, these are things that, be grateful for things that you tend to be taking for granted, right? The roof over your head. When's the last time you thought about the house that you lived in terms of, in a gratitude or gratefulness lens? Not a stressful lens where like, oh man, I have to do this and this and this for my house because of, you know, the water heater broke or the roof is leaking or what have you. But just be grateful for the literal shelter that you have for yourself. And we'll get into that in a little bit more, again in a second, about that is actually a way to get out of some of that doom, gloom, anxiety like mindset that you can find yourself in if you've been having a particularly rough stretch of time. I digress, kind of jumping forward. Let's go back to how to do this gratitude practice. So like I said, for me, it's three gratitudes that I exchange with my husband. And you can do all three at a time, or you can go like one and then you guys switch off, take turns, whatever. Another thing that I love is doing gratitudes around maybe a dinner table or with your children, calling up your friend that you're maybe using as a partner or an accountability buddy in this journey to help with sharing gratitudes. And honestly, that if you're doing this with a friend, doing this with a friend will make you guys so much closer, because when you share your gratitudes, you're really opening up and you're really letting yourself be a little vulnerable, right? You're telling this person that you're talking to what really matters most to you, and that is just a magical thing, okay? So anything like that. And then honestly, if you don't want to do any of those, if you feel like taking time out of your day to do those things is just too much, do it whenever. Do it on your commute to work. Do it in the car, on your drive to the grocery store. Just let yourself sit. Turn off the radio. Let yourself sit and direct your thoughts towards gratitude. Instead of letting your hamster wheel run, like completely unsupervised, which is what most of us do, direct your thoughts towards gratitude. And really think about, in the last day, in the last week, maybe even in the last month, what kind of things can you truly feel that deep down, warm, fuzzy gratefulness feeling for, right? So, those are some really, really easy ways to practice gratitude. Like I said, it's up to you. Nobody's judging you on this. Nobody's grading you. This is truly a practice just for you. So I would love to hear how this goes for you. But for some of you out there right now listening, you might be thinking, dude, I've been having such a rough stretch. There's nothing I'm grateful for. Like, you know, I have all these bills piling up because some medical or financial issue came up that I did not foresee. I'm not really sure how to navigate this. I'm so stressed out. That anxiety is really getting the better of me. I just don't feel like I have anything grateful for, right? And I get it. I think we've all been there, and it's really hard sometimes. I've been there personally, and it's sometimes hard to let yourself come out of that space, because when you're in that space of stress and anxiety, your body's actually doing that on purpose. Your body's doing that to help you stay vigilant so that your brain and your subconscious can continue processing ways to get yourself out of this situation, right? It's that stress response, right? Instead of lions on the Serengeti that we had to deal with before when we were cavemen, now it's bills, now it's medical issues, now it's children, now it's husbands, now it's family, especially around the holidays, now it's family, right? So I get it. It's really hard sometimes to pull yourself out of that. And we're almost wired for us to stay in that space, right? But we are no longer dealing with lions on the Serengeti. We have to figure out a better coping mechanism these days to help get yourself out of that space, because it's no longer healthy to be in that stress response for days or weeks or even months at a time versus just a few minutes at a time before. Okay? So how do you pull yourself out of that? I think the best way to do this is to start really, really small. Okay. I want you, if you're in this space right now where you're just stuck in that doom and gloom, I want you to pause, take a look around you, and just look at what you have. What is the closest thing that you have to you? Is it literally, if you're on the couch, is it a TV? Hey, are you thankful for that? Is that something that you enjoy watching? Is that something that keeps your mind, kind of sane and relaxed a little bit at the end of the day? Are you thankful for the circumstances that you were able to afford that TV? Are you thankful for the house that the TV is able to sit in? If that's too much of a stretch and that feels like too much and if you feel like a little corny, that's okay. But if it feels like it's hard to connect with that gratitude, let's move on. What's the last meal you had? Are you thankful for the nutrition that meal provided, even if it might not have been the best tasting thing? Even if it might not have been the most nutritious meal of like a kale salad with salmon and pine nuts and avocado and, oh, that sounds really good. But all of those really good things. Maybe it was just a frozen, like a hungry man TV dinner. It's okay. Did it fill you up? Did it give you calories to get through the next day? Can you be thankful for that? I think that's a really easy thing for me to do, is be thankful for food, because I'm really hungry now and I'm also making food. So definitely food is on my mind. So if you're in that space, again, just look at the things around you. If you're at home, look at the things that you really like that last, maybe the last trinket that you bought. What is that? What does that look like? Does it bring you joy? Are you really grateful that you were able to go there? Are you grateful for the experience of going there? Maybe it was a souvenir from a trip or something. Are you grateful for that? Maybe let yourself, like, you know, go down memory lane a little bit there. So once you are able to put down and kind of switch gears and pull yourself out of that doom, gloom, anxiety rut, you're going to feel a lot better. And whatever issue that you are struggling with right now can be so much clearer. Those solutions to those problems that you're dealing with, they might come so much easier. So give that a shot. I would love to hear about what you are grateful for today, especially if you're listening to this on Thanksgiving. I'd love to hear about it. But I'll kick it off. I will say, what am I grateful for? I am grateful for a very happy and healthy baby girl that is currently asleep, so I can do this and finish up with some dumplings. I'm very grateful for that. I am very grateful for the ability and the support I've had to be able to bring some of this information to you guys. I truly am grateful for the technology, this is really like anybody can do this, right? The technology, but the education I've received from mentors, from the courses I've taken, it really truly changed my life, how I look at it. But also, I'm so excited and grateful that I get to share all this information with you guys. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my parents, who are always supportive and always there. Grateful for my husband and my husband's family, which we are going to hang out with later today. They're just, I love hanging out with them. It's just a fun time. So yeah, those are my three gratitudes today. And I'm gonna let myself kind of stew in those feelings for a little bit and really feel that. But I would love to hear from you guys what you are grateful for. Okay? Shoot me a comment below. If you're on YouTube or whatever, definitely I'd love to hear that. And then if you're on my podcast, head over to my Instagram page, because this will be posted on there as well. It's Pain Relief Path is my handle. And I'd love to hear from you guys. It really does get kind of lonely, and I'm like mostly just talking to myself some days, I feel like. So love to hear from you guys. Okay? All right. Have a wonderful day. If you guys are listening to this on Thanksgiving or maybe this weekend, have a beautiful Thanksgiving. And hopefully this is not a too stressful holiday season for you. If you're listening to this after, have a belated Thanksgiving. But we can make every day Thanksgiving. Give thanks. Be grateful. Okay. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys later.